Okay.
Hey, so what's up, guys?
Wait.
I thought I was starting.
I don't know, but this is like the... We've been doing this for about, what, 15 minutes?
Yeah.
I don't know. So this is the official beginning. I guess this is the fall break special. And I took a break, took a week off from interviewing people. And wanted to do something different, I guess, than just me and Roger. Oh, for if this is the first time listening, my name is Juan Lopez. We don't want to assume.
My name is Rogelio Robles.
And we're brothers. Legit brothers.
Legit brothers.
Not hermanos from the same church, but we're brothers. And this is Spanglish Seminary. It's a podcast centered on la experiencia latina in the church. Sobre the space between Spanish and English, Catholics and Aleluyas, Latin America y el Norte. I think we're trying... I'm trying to do better with Latin America and el Norte. I mean... And actually, the Catholics and Aleluyas, like, we need... I mean, I know a few Catholic people on Twitter and then family. But we're trying to keep, like, the whole academic thing. It might change. I mean, this is, you know... but I do have some people... If you hear us chewing, we're eating, literally eating Oreos.
Yeah, sorry about that.
All rules, all bets are out. This is spring break. This is how we do spring break. Oreos and Oreos and Dasani. Dasani water. Because you ain't got no milk. Anyways, this is it. This is our episode here. And we want to do something different. But thank you. Well, first of all, thank you for listening. Everybody that has been listening. And... Mm-hmm. Obviously to kind of make it a little serious for a bit, we know it's some difficult times out there, you know, and obviously, you know, we're recording this on a Monday night. It's the day after what happened in Las Vegas. So we're definitely aware of that. And, you know, we're still, I think for all of us, because we live in such a connected world, we're still hurting from what happened in Mexico, in the Caribbean, in Puerto Rico, and everything that's happening, like, physically, politically. I mean, it's just, it's a lot for our generation that's really connected. And one of the things that we do in our church is we do three different prayers. You know, we pray for the world. We pray, we have someone else pray for our city, and then someone else pray for our church. So we're... You know, a lot of people kind of knock the whole thoughts and prayers things, and I get it. It's a little empty when people are like, "Oh, thoughts and prayers going out to the people in Las Vegas," because you do want to have action, but prayer does shape us. Prayer does center us. Prayer does help us kind of be quiet instead of giving our opinion, and be quiet and actually pay attention to those that are suffering. And we definitely are.
Yeah.
So, all that to say, you know, prayers to all the people that were hurt, to all the families that are affected. You know, my wife knows somebody. There was some people that were hurt. There was a lot of people from Southern California there, and she knew... I know already two people. My wife knows somebody that from where she works that was hurt and is in surgery as of this morning. So, you know, our prayers for everybody affected. Another thing I did want to bring up is about, like, what people call self-care. Like, you don't have to... there's only so much that we can do, you know, unless we're directly involved, or you're like a first responder, or you're there and you're in the hospital, or you were completely, you know, there, you can obviously donate blood, you can send money to any of these things, you know, but there's only so much we can do, and there's only so much we can know, and so much we can carry. We do mourn with those who mourn, and weep with those who weep. But you don't have to try to save the world either. So take care of yourself out there if you're listening. And one more thing, keep sending suggestions. One of the things we want to do is, this is a community, I guess, podcast. So we're enjoying all the people you're recommending. Please send us recommendations. I mean, this first quote-unquote semester is friends and family and people that we know. So we definitely want to get to know more academic Latinos, and any people that aren't necessarily Latino that have influenced you, that have been there, that are quote unquote allies, you know, whatever. It's we're open to that. So please send that. We have heard all the hermanas. We have more hermanas coming. So it's something that is in our heart, to be open in that way. And, you know, we're kind of going along with the way things fall as far as scheduling and everything, and our friends and family that we've asked to be on the podcast. Okay, I talked too much. That was like about 5 minutes. This is supposed to be the fun, quote unquote, fun podcast. But what are we doing today, Roger? Let them know.
Oh man. Okay, so our pastor, Crystal Hart.
Pastora. No, I mean, she's a pastor.
No, I know, but...
I mean, in Spanish... Anyways, I'm not going to get into the linguistics of Spanish and...
Pastora. She made this questionnaire for our viewers and listeners to get to know us a little bit
viewers.
Better.
Viewers?
Sorry.
You're thinking YouTube.
It's a habit, sorry.
Yeah, because you got YouTube on your mind.
Listeners.
Our listeners.
I'm thinking they're pretty deep. I mean, I accidentally saw the first three. Sorry.
So she sent us 40 questions. We've written the 40, whatever, I'm saying this wrong, but we wrote out the numbers in a hat. We're going to draw numbers from the hat, and then we're going to read the questions.
Whoever picks the number reads that question.
Reads that question.
Answers that question.
No.
Yeah, you answer that question.
No, you pick a number, because you guys can see how we didn't. We argued for about 30 minutes before we started recording. Yeah. But, so what I was thinking, my lack of communication on my end, what I was thinking is you draw a number, ask me the question, and I answer it. And then I draw a number, ask you the question,
oh,
and
sure.
You answer
it's
it.
Oh, sure. Same thing. It's just, okay. It's
semantics, but it's just, it. You know, it's like an interview thing. Keep it. Hold on, let me.
Tomatoes, potatoes, right? I'm just kidding.
It's
tomato, potato. I know.
Is there anything in Spanish like that?
No.
I don't know. Anyways.
Are you ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Alright, here you go.
Wait, who's going first? Hold on, we're gonna do rock, paper, scissors, see who's
no.
first. Yeah.
You're the oldest, so you go first.
No. Rock, paper,
yeah,
scissors.
No, too bad.
Come on.
You have that burden.
Just on one. Ready?
You have that burden as being the first child.
No. One.
Yeah.
Come on.
No, I'm not doing rock, paper, scissors.
Bro.
Okay.
One, two, three. One, two, three. Okay, that was it. Paper. I got scissors.
So who goes first?
Wait, we gotta let them know what happened, because that was like action packed. So we both did scissors the first time. The second time I stayed with scissors, and Rogelio went with paper.
On vacation, you can call me Roger if you want.
Roger went with paper, and scissors beats paper.
All right.
Can they hear? I hope you guys can hear the sound of the mixing paper. Okay, wait. Let me open the email.
I have it. Ready?
No.
I have my own. Why can't I have it my own?
There you go. You have yours, and I'll have mine. Okay, you first.
Oh wait, I have to pick. Are you? No. I lost.
Oh, yeah.
You pick.
Oh yeah. So
come
I
on.
You go first. Okay. You go first. All right. Here goes.
Here we go. Dang. What number?
Oh,
what number?
I'm not gonna tell you.
What number?
Number 31.
31.
Wow.
Okay. This is easy. It's easy.
If we were trying to avoid this.
Okay.
But I guess here we go.
Go.
We're gonna blame the Holy Spirit on this one. Here it is. 31, if you could give our president one single piece of advice, what would you say?
Stay off of social media.
Yes. Delete your account. Delete
yes.
your account.
Please.
Bam.
Like, yes.
Okay. We only have a few more minutes. Okay, Mike, your turn. A
few more minutes?
Delete
you
your account.
30 questions.
Mr. Trump. Honestly, though, I'm going to take over your question, but...
No, you can't take over my question.
Dude, Twitter
needs
to...
Get your own question.
But Twitter
nope.
needs to delete his account.
Nope.
Anyway. Twitter, you being irresponsible.
Oh, wait, I pick for you?
Wait.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
All right, here he goes. All right.
I hope they can't hear us chewing on these.
They probably can.
What number? Tell me the number.
36. Go for it.
I saw one of the questions. I was just...
36, go.
Read it to me.
Where's it at? Hold on.
36, come on.
If you were assured you would not fail, what endeavor would you attempt?
I would write books. I would write poetry. I would write novels. I would write all that stuff. Yeah, that's what I would do.
Okay. Your turn.
All right. 28.
Oh,
what's your favorite social media outlet?
Actually, now that I don't have a Facebook, it's going to be Instagram.
Insta chat.
Yeah, no, Instagram.
Instagram. Shout out to all your Insta preachers out there. You know who you are. No shade.
What is that supposed to be?
I'm just projecting all over this podcast. Shout out to all those Insta preachers. I'm one of them too, so I'm not going to.
Alright, ready?
It's your turn, right?
And then the Instagram game has to step up too, so. Alright, here it goes. Your turn. 26. All right, it says, who has been the most influential person in your life?
I have so many people. I mean, I could go on forever. Well, it depends on when.
Bro, it's not that hard.
It is hard.
It's not that hard.
Dude, it is hard because there's so many people, and this is a bad question for a two. Don't judge me because I'm on into the Enneagram, right? Don't judge me. If I want to be super, like, emotional about it...
Can you just pick
my
one?
My absent father.
Wow.
If I want to... Right off the top of my head, if I were to say the person that has influenced me most is my absent father.
Why?
No, that's it. Why? That's just the question.
I'm asking you why.
But as far as influential, I mean, I could... My mom, my wife, my professors, my pastor. I mean... there's so many people that I could talk about, but if I'm honest with myself, since we're being honest, the person that has influenced me more as far as how I think emotionally, what drives me, I'm not gonna lie, it's gonna be my absent father.
Why?
Shout out, Apa.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Yeah, it's
dude, so... the first time I met him, I was 14 years old.
Oh, you met your dad? I forgot about that.
You met
I never met
him. Okay, we're not talking about you. You met, bro. We're
sorry,
not gonna.
I don't mean to project. Sorry.
You go did on, meet your on. Dad.
I didn't meet my dad.
Yes, you did.
Can okay. you follow your question?
You were sorry. Young, and he played with you. I was present. I was there. Dude, they're just gonna get all our dirt.
I know.
So the first time I met my dad, I was 14 years old. I was at home watching Spider-Man here in Southern California. It was at 3. It come out at 3:30 p.m. Watching Spider-Man, and my mom comes home randomly like, "Mijo, come on, vamos a ver a tu papá. Can you not?" He's
work?
Trying to post something on the gram right now, but and so I met him for what?
A couple of years.
No, you weren't, man. I'm not. I shouldn't even be asking. You were like in elementary
small.
School. You were five. I met him for a few weeks, and then he wasn't driving, and he was working at a sweatshop in downtown LA, and there was an MTA strike. And didn't have his number. And after the strike, when the strike happened, he basically had to quit his job, and I never saw him again. I don't know if he's alive. Sometimes I wonder, but I don't know if he's still alive or not. I'm not going to give more information than that, but that's, I think I've given enough. But yeah, that, I think if I'm honest, that's going to be it. I think I'm terrible at this stuff because I'm like, I'm just going to say everything, let it all out.
Oh, no. Okay, go. Pick a number for me.
All right, my turn?
Yeah.
15. Would you rather be punched in the face by your brother or allow your brother to tell your most embarrassing story on a podcast for the world to hear?
We're too late about that.
I haven't told your most embarrassing story on a podcast.
I don't think you know my most embarrassing story.
I don't, but I can think of one.
No, why would you do that?
So your answer is you'd rather me punch you in the face because you know it wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, because you won't be able to punch me.
Oh, wow. You're savage.
I won't let you.
As the kids say, savage.
I won't let you.
Anyways. Okay, your turn. All
right.
You're getting easy ones, bro. Actually, I'm making mine hard.
Yeah, you just...
Saying too much.
Sharing.
Doing too much. Ocho. What is it?
Wow. Eight? If you can change one thing about your bro, what would it be and why?
You being stubborn and angry.
What do you mean?
That was easy.
No,
easy.
It was not.
Your
why?
Stubbornness.
Why would you change that?
Do you see? You're just, everybody's here and you're, because you're stubborn. You just listen. Just listen to everything I have to say and live your life the way I want you to live it. And you
no,
be,
I'm living my life however the hell I want to. You're my daddy.
Remember. Hey. Remember, we're not a. What is it? The little e. The
what?
You know when there's like curse words, and stuff on the podcast, and there's a little E.
I learned a new way to say a curse word.
What is it?
It's like fudge.
Fudge. This is like
shout out to
you know who you are. You know who you are. No, it was. See, I had a joke there and I lost it.
Too bad. But
anyways, my turn. This is like the Ned Flanders version, right? We're like Oakley Doakley swearing.
Oakley Doakley.
Okay.
All right, here he goes. This is for you. Dun, dun, dun. 22. Man. Okay, you ready? You are getting kind of the hard ones.
That's easy to answer.
Well, yeah. What makes it difficult for you to trust God?
I don't think I've ever been to the point where, like, I've always believed in God. Mm-hmm. I've never struggled with, like, atheism, as some people have say it's a struggle. I think it's more of how distant or how connected or how much does God care about what's going on in the world, mm-hmm. and what we should do. So it's not difficult. I think if anything, what's more difficult is for me to trust myself into. So see, well, you're right. So trust that God trusts us.
Yeah.
To do what we're gonna do in the world. I think it's that. I doubt my ability, and I second guess myself in a lot of things.
Okay.
As I'm doing now. Okay, my turn.
Yeah, go.
I think we're gonna get done.
Bro, we just answered like.
We just knocked out like. 10
Four.
Of them.
No, yeah, we did it.
Okay, 32. Here we go. If you were given the opportunity to give a TED Talk, what would you speak about?
Man. I don't know. That's a good one.
Okay, well, what would you tell the world? Tell the world that. Geez, sorry.
Chicken Wardy.
Tell the world that.
Oh, man.
Bro, it's not therapy.
It's not, I know, but it's just, there's so many things you would want to tell the world.
Okay, but it's just a TED Talk. It'll be like 15 minutes on 20 minutes. Like, what would you talk about that you feel confident in sharing with the world?
I would do it off of my experience of what I like to do is, like, technology.
Like, what kind of technology?
I want to say apps. I can put all together with photography, video.
So it'd be like a tech.
Yeah, kind of like a tech talk. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Whose turn?
Oh, your turn. Well, your turn
to pick for me. Yeah.
All right. 35. It says, "What book are we not reading that we should be reading?"
Oh, wow. Where do I start?
Bro, it's not that hard.
It is hard.
It's not that hard.
Because there's a lot of books.
Just pick your favorite
that one. People aren't reading that they should read.
Pick top three at least if it's hard for you.
Top three books? This is so hard because there's so many.
Anytime now.
Okay, so to be the theology nerd, it's definitely Robert Jensen's Systematic Theology.
Okay.
He breaks down a lot of good things. So from seminary, Robert Jensen's Systematic Theology, you have to read that. Anything by Robert Jensen at the moment. Another book, I guess, from when I was younger. Trying to think, there was a book that helped one that I wanted to. The Stephen King Gunslinger series.
Oh, that thing is
all really seven good. Books. You got to read them, Stephen King. Sandra Cisneros' House on Mango Street was one that I read in high school that kind of helped me see that hey, you can. There was, you know what? Sandra Cisneros' House on Mango Street helped me realize that someone that's Latino can write and get published, and that is still a dream. Yeah, I can go on forever about this, about reading and writing, but yeah definitely no, so those.
I gave you just three options.
Those
go,
three.
Your turn.
Okay, my turn. 17. Favorite memory as a kid.
Dang.
Why do you laugh? I like how you like, dang.
There's so much. It's so much. Okay.
Favorite memory as a kid.
Favorite memory would be riding my four-wheeler in the parking lot of Numero Uno on 33rd Street.
Don't give away your location, bro. People live there.
It's 33rd in San Pedro. It's in I'm South Central. That was the best. I used to go over the little yellow bumps.
And it was you had a it was a Power Wheels, but what monster truck was it? It was a Bigfoot.
It was Bigfoot.
It was Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Okay, my turn.
Whatever that was. Right. Number 20. Dang. Why are we here?
Oh.
Simple, right?
That was it. That was it.
That was it.
I actually have the answer to this.
Did you look at the questions before?
I didn't, but that was easy. Why are we here?
Why are we here?
Give me about 45 minutes and I can answer that.
You got 30 seconds, bro. Relax.
So, I actually got to preach this Sunday. And there was a quote by Alexander Schemin. I don't know if I pronounce it right. Alexander Schemin, he has a book called For the Life of the World. And we are here to worship. Mm-hmm. Humans were created to worship, and it defines us. It makes us who we are. We're not here to be consumers. Mm-hmm. We're not here to work, die, and pay bills. We're not here to do any of that stuff. We're here to worship. And that does not mean we are here to have a 24/7 rock concert for Jesus. No shade, but that's not worship. We're here to live. We're here to make art, to create, to live in peace with our neighbors, live in peace with our enemies.
Yeah.
And you worship that way by being fully human and not taking advantage of other people and not using people and not allow yourself to be used by things, which is difficult because the world, as one of my professors says, when we're born in the world, we're already sinned against. Before we even sin, we're already sinned against. So we come into this world already sinned against, and that starts a pattern. But,
30 seconds long.
It doesn't matter. I could preach about this all day long. We're here to worship and become fully human. And what I mean by fully worship, by worship is become fully human.
Next.
Don't ask me these deep questions, bro. I could go.
I'm not...
That's why I started this podcast, so I wouldn't talk. So I wouldn't talk.
But you do.
Number 14, your favorite movie.
Favorite movie would
You're
be...
You're getting easy
what?
Ones.
What?
What's your favorite movie?
At the moment?
Mm-hmm.
At the moment, I want to say... I really, really, really like It.
Nah, bleh.
You just... Why? 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 Why?
It was a hopeless movie. It was a perfect hopeless movie for a hopeless.
You just got traumatized. Let's just
postmodern
say
world.
You just got traumatized.
It was a traumatic movie.
Y'all should have seen him. He was just like.
It was a traumatic movie. Like, so, here's the thing. And I don't mean to like, I know we're laughing or whatever, and I don't mean to bring it down. But when you've, can I take it serious? Because that's. I'm sorry.
Not really, because it's not your question.
Oh, it's not my question.
No.
But you're asking me why I was traumatized.
No, I didn't ask you. I just
okay.
said, y'all, I just
when
said,
you've experienced death, it's not that.
I gotta go there.
Yeah.
Why?
Sorry.
No,
that's
okay.
Just how I am. But anyways, I love the movie. It was great. The book is better, as always.
Of course.
But it was traumatizing for me. That was it.
Okay.
I'll leave you alone.
I understand.
I'm not going to take over your questions anymore. I apologize. Is it my turn to ask you a question?
Oh, no. My turn to ask you a question.
I took over your question. I'm sorry.
You always take over everything.
So my new motto... Hold on. I'm taking over again. My new motto for this year is... Don't say anything you wouldn't say in the podcast. When I'm having a conversation with people, in my head, I'm just going... Don't say anything you wouldn't say in the podcast. Don't say anything you wouldn't... And then I just learn to be quiet. So... No, but this is the spring, well, not this spring break, the fall break episode, the unedited version. So.
Like, literally, not gonna edit.
So, we're not, but just forgive my opinions, they don't mean anything. Go ahead.
Why are you such a chill, go, man? Relax. Man, it does matter. Don't be gloomy.
Go. Ask the next question, bro. I'm 12 years older than you, bro. You don't,
you're still shorter.
Well, talk
than
to
you.
Me in 10 years. Go.
All right. Number 23.
23.
How do you explain suffering in the context of spiritual life and God? There you go.
I'm raising my hand right
there
now.
There you go.
You can't explain suffering. To bring up Robert Jensen again, I heard him and he recently passed away, but he had a beautiful answer, wonderful answer in one of the podcasts regarding the Odyssey, or why does God allow evil to happen and suffering. That it's the one good reason to not believe in God. And as a Pentecostal, you were told not to doubt in that. But mm-hmm. people, that is the one reason. That's the one great reason to have if anyone stops believing in God because of suffering and because of evil in the world. That is the only good reason to not believe in Him or to believe in God. But God is not done being God. And if God, the God of the gospel, is real and we are right, and if we are right about that, then God is not done being God. And all this suffering, my scripture is terrible, right? The suffering we're experiencing at the moment does not compare to the glory that is to come. So when God is done being God, we will see that God is sovereign and God will redeem. Something's going to happen to time itself, because we live in the life of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. I mean, that's the gospel. So that's what we're saying, that something's going to happen to time, and God, when Christ is revealed in time, all this suffering is not going to, it's not going to be dismissed. It's not going to be like it didn't happen, but there is going to be justice where evil people will not get their way, mm-hmm. because God has the final answer. And we can't explain it. We don't know how, but that's the gospel. What happened in the life of Jesus will happen to all of us. And evil people have nothing. They cannot stop that. They can't stop. No matter what they do, no matter what happens, God has the final say. And what happened to Jesus will happen to all of us. And some of us won't like it.
Yeah.
And that's for another day. But that's how I explain suffering in the context of spiritual life and God. Suffering is not good, but in Christ, God suffers with us, and we're not alone. Can the band come up? Can the man come
that
up?
Was and... good. That was good. All right.
Now I want to cry. Okay, my
oh
turn.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, bro. 25. If you could talk to any person dead or alive, who would it be, and what one question would you ask them?
Man, dead or alive?
What are you? Go. Go. Dead or alive? Anyway,
I had just a good win, but...
yeah, but just remember that we're a what do you call it, family friendly podcast. Okay, you're okay, ruining
sorry,
it.
Sorry.
Talk.
Dead or alive?
And you can't say Jesus because Jesus is alive.
Or it says dead or alive.
But Jesus is alive. Cristo no está muerto. Yeah, él está vivo. Cristo no está.
I'm gonna take it deep just so people can know.
Okay.
I'm gonna just do it.
Who?
I would probably talk to my dad.
Okay, but your dad
is alive. Dead or alive?
Yeah, your dad's alive.
Yeah.
Okay, what would you ask him?
That's what the question says.
Okay, go ahead. I'm gonna leave you alone. Go.
I wouldn't. Well, I mean, I guess I would have a bunch of questions for him. I just don't know at the top of my head. But I just want. I would want to, like, you know, show him that.
Okay, so what would you ask him?
Because now a bunch of questions that I would want
to
ask him.
Right. So think of a question what you would ask him instead of what will you show him? Because if you want to show them something, then you don't have, you don't want to have a conversation.
You I just want him to be wrong. I would just want to say how he's been. Like when I would first probably see him, I would just be like, how's life, you know?
Yeah.
Get to know him a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not your fault.
I know it's not.
That's from the end of Good Will Hunting, so I like to do that. It's not your fault. Whose turn is it?
Your turn.
Man, this thing's getting, I don't want to say dark, but it's not getting, the questions are hard. Okay.
Right.
People are going to quit. They're going to like stop listening to the podcast.
Yeah.
Man, these guys. Okay.
37.
Cool. 37. Okay.
If you can change one thing about your personality, how would you? How would it be different?
A lot of things. I would change a lot about myself.
I can think of one thing you can change.
No. Wow, that's terrible. I would change that. So, like you saying that really hurts me. And really makes me feel insecure. But that's what I would change. You said it. So when people say that, I get super insecure and I'm like, whatever.
I didn't mean it. Making me feel bad.
No, don't feel bad. I'm answering the question. If I could change one thing about my personality, I love it when people are just like, I don't care what you say, I'm going to do it. And with me, it's like, not that I care what people think. In that way where like they control my life, but it does, it like I care what people think.
So, like, kind of like me when you tell me stuff and I don't care about it?
I guess. I don't know. I can't explain it. Like, it's not like I'm easily manipulated because I'm not. Just I do. It does matter to me.
What people think.
And whatever. All you psychiatrists out there, you can psychoanalyze me and send me a tweet and let me know what's wrong with me. But
I got hookups if you need one.
Anyways. Okay, that was it. This is too, man, these questions are too much. All right, my turn?
Yeah.
40. 40.
Man.
40. What scares you most?
What squares you?
What squares you? No, I was going to say because there's no 41.
Yeah, I know.
She's 40. Okay. 40. What squares? What scares you the most about the future?
Honestly, you're going to be like, this guy. I'm not scared of the future.
Okay, well, give it time. You will be. All right, now my turn. Wait, it's your turn to ask me, right?
Yes.
All right, here we go. I think we're almost done.
No.
We have 24 minutes left.
Can you stop?
Okay, go.
All right. Number 3. Who's the better liar?
Who's a better liar?
Yeah.
I would say me, because you don't even take the time to lie. Like, you just don't say, you just ignore it or pretend nothing happened. Hold it in, suppress it.
I'll hold it in, yeah.
So, if I'm, as far as lying, I'm the better liar. Okay.
I would never, unless you lied to me, but I don't know. I guess.
I'm a Christian for a reason, bro, because I'm a sinner. I was a sinner.
I was born a sinner.
I'm a sinner. How has your belief or
What number?
Oh, 19. How has your belief or disbelief in God affected your life?
How has my belief or disbelief affected my life? I'll go with that. My belief, I don't think it would say it affected my life. I would say it made it a little bit better than what I was before, for sure. So, yeah. No, I wouldn't say it would affected my life.
So it hasn't affected?
I can say it has affected my life, because I had close friends before that were pretty bad influence, but I had to let go because, mm-hmm. I had to let go. I don't want to,
You don't want to name names.
I don't want any names, but yeah, I had to let go. But yeah, I can say that would be it. Your turn. You ready? Can you stop Instagramming?
I'm just posting this, trying to create
the questions,
trying to create interest in the podcast.
Because it's not interesting already.
It is interesting. I wonder what people are going to think about us.
That we're weird.
It doesn't matter. Okay. Thank you all for listening. And hopefully
I feel like
you
I
get to know us a little better.
Question.
What number did you put? Did you write the same number twice?
Oh, no. 33.
33.
If you were given the opportunity to speak in a room full of privileged white people.
Wow.
What?
Pastora.
What would you speak about? Thanks, Crystal. That was a good question.
So for the record, full disclosure, our pastors are white. They're amazing.
Yes, they are.
They are amazing people.
They are very amazing.
You can give them all their allies. They're aware. I don't know. I can't.
Okay, just answer the question.
Anyways,
please.
I love them. Okay. If you were given the opportunity to speak in a room full of privileged white people, what would you speak about? So if I'm being honest, it'd be difficult because I don't think I, off the top of my head, I'm already like shaped to think that they're not going to listen, that they're going to write me off. Mm-hmm. And I would feel more comfortable in a room full of Latinos.
But don't you still feel like that though? Even with a group of Latinos too.
I think that's just your personality. So this is just a bad question for me. I mean, I would, that's a hard question. I mean, I think what I would do is I would try to find someone that is qualified to talk to privileged white people, and I'd invite them to take my place. That's what I would do.
You can't do that. You're cheating.
I know that's cheating, but that's what I, if I was given the opportunity and I had control over that. But if not, I would, depends on the topic, I would talk about the Latino experience. If it's, so obviously it's going to be like church related. So I would talk about Latino theology. I would talk about mm-hmm. Pentecostal theology. I would talk about the Latino experience and things like that, and just try to share my point of view on things.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a bad answer, but
yeah, cheater.
Okay. 13. I feel like we. Oh no.
No.
Favorite TV show of all time.
Favorite TV show of all time. I want to say it's The 70s Show.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I grew up watching it. What do you mean, why?
I have a lot of favorite TV shows of all time. Okay.
Okay.
My turn.
That was easy.
You're getting easy ones. Well, actually, you got a few hard ones already. All right.
All right. Number 7.
Number...
Do you think you're a good brother?
Yeah. I do.
What?
I know you... You know... Whatever. I'm not going to argue with you. So this is one of the things my brother does is he pushes buttons. He's a habitual line crosser. Habitual button pusher.
Wow.
But so am I.
Yeah. So, I learned. Where do you think I learned it from? Yeah.
So I'd like to think I'm a good brother.
You like to think?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll be honest. I like to think that I am. I could be lying to myself, but...
You could be.
Yeah. Okay. My turn?
Yeah.
Give me the hat. We're trying not to argue here. 23. Wait, see? You wrote it. Bro, what are you doing? It's the same question. How do you explain suffering in the context of spiritual life from God?
Oh, okay.
Why is there 23 twice?
I don't know. Hey, can you...
Or did we read 32 backwards?
Did you read... You read 32 backwards.
No, because you asked me that question.
Okay, just pick another number.
Wow. So that means there's going to be a question out there that we're not going to ask.
We'll find it later.
39. How often do you check your social media per day?
Not often, because I'm very busy at work. Yeah. So I would just say in the morning and at night, or when I make videos or photography.
You're a better man than I am because you don't have a Facebook, so that's awesome.
I don't. The only thing I check is really Instagram.
And what about Snapchat?
I'm not really on it.
Okay.
I just go here and there.
All right. My turn. No, your turn for me.
Number 13. I'm just kidding. It's the same. No. 11.
Oh.
Oh. Let me see. Oh, yeah. What is the worst theology you were taught in church?
Where do I start?
Can you keep it in 30 seconds?
Yeah. There was a lot of good. I'm not gonna. You can't. I've learned that you can't. You gotta honor your father and mother.
Yeah.
And you can't disconnect yourself, because I was there too in our first experience in church. But, mm-hmm. The worst theology, I would say. So I would say that one of the things that I regret the most is that when we lost our son, his funeral was used, and I'm gonna cry. His funeral was used for evangelistic purposes.
Yeah.
So it was kind of said to us by certain people that, you know, hey, God allowed your son's death.
It was very good.
So yeah, so that people might, you know, get saved at his funeral. And I can't be mad. So here's the thing that kills me, that I can't be mad at quote unquote them, you know, my pastor and previous pastor and previous worship pastor, because I translated the sermon, and I believed it at the time that, you know, you tell yourself certain things in order to kind of numb the pain away. So yeah, you know, when people say their religion, or was that, I don't know who it was, but I've heard a quote, Nietzsche maybe, I don't know, where it says religion is the opiate of the masses or whatever. And there is a way that religion can do that, that it does numb you, but it goes away after a while and you kind of wake up and you're forced to feel the pain. And so I got to own up to that. So that's one of the things that, the worst theology that I was taught, and at the same time, it's the worst theology that I myself taught. So I have to carry that. And it's one of the reasons why I take theology and academic theology so seriously, because I see how bad theology can hurt people in quote unquote the church, and to be specific, the Latino Pentecostal church. Yeah.
Okay.
Man, that was... It's your turn?
Yeah.
You're going to get like, what's your favorite color or something? 38.
I don't think that's that.
I know. If you could pick... Oh, this is good. If you could pick any job to do in the world, what would you choose to do if money or experience wasn't a factor?
Photography.
That was easy.
Yeah, it was very easy.
Photography. Okay.
Photography.
Your turn? My turn?
All right. 34. Yes. If you could make one character from any work or fiction come to life, what character would you select and why?
From any work of fiction come to life? From a book, right? She's saying, or maybe a movie?
Anything, any work or fiction come to life.
I used to like Indiana Jones. I used to like Marty McFly from Back to the Future.
Who would you bring back? Marty McFly or Doc?
No, I'm talking about Indiana Jones. Nah, I don't know about Doc. Maybe.
I'll get in that DeLorean.
In that DeLorean. What character would you select and why? If you can make... Man, I take these two way too seriously.
Yeah, you do.
Okay. I mean, off the top of my head, from what I remember from being a kid, It would be right off the top of my head, it's a Spielberg movie, and it'll be either Indiana Jones to like go on an adventure or whatever, or Marty McFly and his DeLorean. Don't forget the DeLorean.
Yeah, you can't forget.
You can't.
I don't want.
There's no Marty McFly. It has to be Marty McFly and the DeLorean.
I just jack his shoes.
So that would be it.
All right.
My turn. 18. Mm. When you fight, who wins? Like us?
Yeah, of course. Who else?
I like to say that I always win.
Why would you say that?
Because I just frustrate you to the point where you
who
like
says you frustrate me?
You're doing it. We're not gonna have a fight
I'm
over
not
this
having
question.
A fight.
Because you do. So normally, when I have a question or like I want to know something and you're holding back, I just kind of don't let it go.
You push my buttons.
I push your buttons and then
I walk away.
Yeah, but then you eventually end up telling me. Like it's usually most of our fights. Not because you're not doing something that I want you to do. It's more of like, because I want you to tell me something. Like, I feel left out if you don't, like, tell me something.
What if I don't want to tell you, though?
I know, but I always win.
No, not really.
No, so that's because we haven't had the argument about it because you hide it so well that something happened that I didn't know. But if I find out...
You're not going to know.
So I win, right?
You're never going to know.
But that means... But I win. You're that's the answer.
You're never going to know.
Anyways.
How about I, if you think about it?
I think you're that good, you make me think I win. Yeah. And that's terrible.
That is very terrible.
Okay.
I don't think I would. Yeah, I would do that.
It's a weird question.
I would do that, though. All right. Number 30. If you could live anywhere in the world, where would you go and why? That's easy.
Mexico.
Exactly. Where in Mexico?
I would obviously Jalisco. In two places in the city. And I would also want a ranch.
Okay.
And so probably Zacatecas.
And why would you go?
Because small towns are awesome in Mexico. And one of the things that I never forgot about visiting Zacatecas as a kid was when I forgot what family member, but there was a truck outside. And random people would be walking down the street and like the truck was going to downtown to El Pueblo or whatever. Mm-hmm. And people would just hop in the back of the truck, like strangers. We're just hopping in the back of the truck because there was only one place to go in the town.
Yeah,
it's only and so if you see a car, you just jump in the car and you know where it's going. Mm-hmm. And I just thought that was amazing. So yeah, I would live in like a rancho.
Okay.
In Zacatecas or in Jalisco. Okay, your turn. 27. What makes someone a good friend? And do you think you're a good friend?
What makes someone a good friend? Someone that's there for you no matter what. From the beginning to end.
No matter what?
No matter what. Mm. No matter what.
Mm.
Don't.
Boundaries.
No, exactly. That makes you a friend, though. Like, if you're there from the beginning, no matter what.
But, okay.
I can say I have very close friends.
So, do you think you're a good friend?
Oh, man. Bro, I can hear that cookie from a mile away.
Oh.
Don't worry about it.
No more Oreos. Okay. So do you think you're a good friend?
See, I'm the type of person that I won't talk about myself like that. Like if... I don't know. I would say... I want to say yes, but I really don't know on the inside.
Right, but do you think... Like when... Do you think you're a good friend to these people that you mentioned? Like you said you have a group of people that you're a good friend. Uh-huh. Do you think you're good to them?
Yes.
Or could you be better?
Off of their feedback, I say yes.
So I think we have different definitions of what good friendship is.
I think we do, and that's
because
fine.
To you, a good friendship is mind your own business and let them.
No.
Yeah,
it's not.
I feel like you're just not
okay, so
uninvolved.
Now you're feeling, but
yeah,
no.
And I, no. To me, a definition for a good friend is like, can you get in my business and help me? And
no, I'll get in your business, but I won't go in there and smash the wall down. Like,
see,
I won't,
that's. See, I guess that's where.
I'll knock in the front door. I won't smash the wall down.
Yeah.
I'll,
so that's what I'm saying. We have different definitions of friendship.
I guess.
So, but again, and there's no right or wrong answer. I'm
gonna call you Wreck-It Ralph.
Wreck-It Ralph. But see, Wreck-It Ralph didn't get invited, bro. That fool didn't get invited to the party.
Okay, let's not make it that deep. Come on.
Wreck-It Ralph is gonna be a part
it's
two
my
by
turn,
the way.
Because I answered.
So, well, now that people gotta know why I know, like Wreck-It Ralph, because I have a 5-year-old, so I like every animated movie for the last 5 years. I've seen it.
Wreck-It Ralph for like the best.
Yeah. Rick, Ralph, anyways.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
Number 29. Oh, I wish I had this question.
Oh, that's easy.
What's your favorite music artist?
Okay, at the moment, it's Kendrick Lamar.
At the moment?
At the moment.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, obviously, easy, you know, Chance the Rapper.
That would be my favorite right now.
No, right now, it's Kendrick. Kendrick Lamar, Kanye West, obviously.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What else?
Which one else?
If I want to extend it a little bit more.
Mos Def?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so of all time. No, of all time.
The Fugees?
No, Mos Def.
No?
No, yeah. So of all time. Of all time. These are my top 5.
Lauryn Hill has to be there.
Okay, well, yeah. And then no particular order. Lauryn Hill, Mos Def.
Too bad. Hold on, said five. No, yeah, you said
top
five.
Top five. But you get a six. The way
No, you don't. You get top five, bro.
People in
That's
New York.
That's how life is.
No.
You choose. Go.
So let me explain to you how this game works. People in New York, the way they play this game is you get a six man. So you get your top five and you get your six man.
But we in New York. We West Coast.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't
West
matter.
Coast, cuz.
Okay. All my rappers are going to be East Coast. East Coast rappers. So look. Kanye West. Wait.
He's South.
Okay. Let's start. No, he's Midwest.
There's no particular
he's from the Midwest.
Order. Yeah, shout out to him.
Okay.
No, go.
Okay. What did I say? Lauryn Hill.
One.
Mos Def.
Two.
For sure. Kendrick Lamar.
Three.
Biggie.
Four. One more.
Oh, I'm going to feel terrible if I don't say Tupac. So here's the thing. Okay, everybody knows.
Oh, my God. Just pick five.
No. Look. Everybody knows Biggie and Tupac are in the top. And everybody's
so
like,
didn't
they're
you put them
above
on your top
that.
Five?
No, because they're above that. They've.
You can't do that. You're cheating too much.
No, look.
Bro,
okay.
Just answer the simple question.
Top five and the six man, not including Biggie and Tupac.
No, six man.
Not including Biggie and Tupac. Bro, it's my question. Let me answer it.
The question was your favorite artist, the artists.
Right, but I have five. Artists. Okay. Lauryn Hill. What did I say? Lauryn Hill. Mos Def. Kendrick Lamar. Kanye West.
You missed one name. I'll tell you that right now.
Who? Give me.
I'm not going to tell you.
I'm just drawing a blank right now.
I'm not telling you.
Just tell me so I can finish
I'm
this.
I'm not telling you. How about Outkast?
No, well, see, as a group, but that's a group.
Andre 3000?
Yeah, Andre 3000, but I like them both as a group.
Did you ever listen to rock?
I did.
Who's your favorite rock band?
You're changing the...
No, I just want to know, though, like, personally. I didn't know that. You used to like My Chemical Romance.
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I went through a phase. I was never emo, though, but I like My Chemical Romance. I like No Doubt.
What makes you think you're emo? Because you listen to that.
Because that's just like the meme that...
No, I listen to rock and I'm not emo.
That's for another thing. That's for another day. But everybody, I mean, so I listen to anything that came on. Like, I listen to like pop rock, I guess. Anything that came on K-Rock, I would
listen to.
What
about Eminem? You forgot Eminem.
Yeah, but he's not. Sorry.
Wow.
He's not in my top five. Okay, Eminem is my sixth man. Six. There you go.
So who's your fifth?
Who's the fifth? I'm forgetting, so help me out. Be a good friend. Be a good brother. No, but see, Chance the Rapper is too young. He's not in my top five yet.
Wow.
He's not. See, I kind of want to say Jay-Z, but...
Did you say Common already?
Common, but nah. Common's not top five. He's not top five either.
Is that top five for you?
Not for me. So Biggie. Let's say Biggie. If I had to choose between Biggie and Tupac.
No, you're not.
I would pick.
No, you're
I
not.
I would pick.
No, you're
so
not.
So it depends on what you're talking about, though. Depends on what you're talking about.
This question is lingering too long.
Okay, so let's say that. Eminem's gonna be the fifth guy. There you go.
Okay.
No six man.
There you go.
Jay-Z is a six man.
There
we
go. Oh my God.
Is your turn?
Yes.
Okay.
What number?
33. If you were given the opportunity to speak in a... See, what did you do, bro?
What did you do?
No.
I gave you one job.
This is your priority.
I gave you one job. One job only.
Oh, bro. Well, how did we duplicate the numbers?
How did you duplicate? Go, pick another one.
We had 30. We had 23 and we
Can
had 33
you
twice.
Pick another one.
We're bad at this. Okay, number 10.
Number 10. Let's go. Dang!
Oh, the worst advice that I... Why would she ask that?
What do you mean?
I'm not going to be able to survive the answer to this.
Who says I'm going to answer it?
What is the worst advice you ever got from your brother? What's the worst advice
worst
I've ever
advice
given you?
Worst advice you've given me.
I don't think I've ever given you bad advice.
Yes, you have.
Oh, I have?
Yeah, you have.
I'm a terrible person.
We all are.
It doesn't work that way. Okay, go. Don't get me started. Go. We're all sinners. Okay, go.
Worst advice. I wouldn't do that to you, though. I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't. You've given me good advice.
Really? I must have given. Now I want to know. Like,
no, you.
Now I think you're lying.
You've made me the good man I am today.
Don't do that.
What?
No, honestly.
I'm being
serious. I must have given you bad advice.
You probably did, but I probably blocked it out.
You think?
I mostly sometimes, I always block out your advice.
So like a lot of the things, well, yeah, I mean, I learned the hard way that people can do whatever. When people ask for their advice, it's because they want someone to blame.
I take whatever I want, basically.
Yeah. So. Okay, well, if I ever gave you bad advice, I apologize.
Why?
I think all the advice I give is just projections. Like, it is. I don't want you to go through what I went through. And so here's, look at me, how bad it, you know, whatever. Okay, enough about me. My turn to ask you a question?
No.
No, your turn to ask me a question. Ask you a question.
I can't wait to get someone gets number one.
Can you stop? Go.
Four. What do you admire most about your brother?
What do I admire most about you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you do have other brothers, but...
Stepbrothers.
Really?
Where do I start?
Relax.
No, I mean, I do. Don't get all shy or whatever.
Don't get sugarcoated on me now.
I'm not. What do I admire most about you?
Let me record this.
No, you're a hard worker. You're a hard worker.
Let me record this. Hold on.
Can you stop?
No, I need to record this.
Okay, so the thing... Are you done recording?
No, I'm not. I'm barely starting.
How are you going to record on Instagram? Don't post it on Instagram.
I'm not going to post it on Instagram. Go. I'm not posting it on Instagram.
Okay, go. What's the thing that I admire? You are posting it on Instagram.
I'm not.
I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to wait. You're ruining the podcast right now.
Oh, okay.
Okay, there you go. Okay. Wow. Okay. What's the one thing that I admire most about you? You're a hard worker and you don't care what people think.
What do you mean by hard worker?
That you work hard. That you're not lazy when it comes to your job.
And I don't care what people think?
Right.
Do you think that would be a good thing or a bad thing?
It could be bad in some ways. But that's not the question. So, my turn.
I know, but I wanted to know.
Okay. My turn to ask you.
Yes. Don't let it be.
Number two, who's the better brother?
Me.
Nah.
That was easy.
Better brother is...
That was me.
It's got to be the older one. Okay.
No. Your turn. Why?
Doesn't matter. You are the better brother.
I know.
Go.
Number six, what is your favorite thing about your brother?
Wait, am I answering?
Yes.
I'm so confused right now. My favorite thing, but it's the same thing.
No, it's not. It's
my favorite thing and what I admire.
No, it's completely different.
Okay, though, my favorite thing about you is that you're a hard worker.
No, you can't give the same answer.
No, because I gave a double. So what the thing that I admire the most about you is that you don't care what people think. My favorite thing about you is that you're a hard worker. There we go.
You're such a cheater.
My turn. Give me. Some of these are easy. We're almost done, I think. Yeah. And this is going to be a really long podcast, and we're not going to edit it.
We're not.
21. Let's hurry up. What are your greatest fears?
You're going to hate me for saying this? Okay. I don't think I have a fear.
Okay, that's bad.
I know. Okay. That's what I said.
My turn.
I know it's bad, but...
You gotta listen
that I know of.
Wait, it's your turn.
That I know of right now.
Okay.
How about that?
That's bad. That's for another day. Come on, we gotta finish this because it's almost.
Actually, I'm scared that Teddy, that my pastor Teddy Hart kid, probably beat me in basketball 1-on-1. But I don't let him think that.
You let him think that.
I don't.
He's gonna beat you, bro. He could have made the NBA.
Bro.
He could have made the NBA.
I'm going to bust the white man can't jump on him.
No, he can jump. Okay, bro. Go. We'll talk about that another day.
I'll post them up all day.
Okay, go.
All right. Number 12. What book are you currently reading?
Me?
No.
I keep forgetting. I'm getting confused with the book that I'm currently reading is a bunch of seminary books, which I don't have in front of me.
Good.
So I'm not reading any book that I've chosen, but I'm taking... historical theology, and I'm taking, what's the other class I'm taking? The Book of John. So just theology books regarding historical theology, historical Pentecostal theology, and the Book of John. Okay, my turn?
Yeah.
24. People say God is good all the time. How do you feel about this?
What'd you guys do the salt bay for?
Salt bay. Just threw it.
How do I feel about that? I don't feel that. I mean, that God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. I remember that. See, but this is not. It's hard. Because there is people see the good side of God, but then again, there's the there's still rules. So when people, you know, when people, like, people have to get disciplined for breaking rules, apparently. So, unfortunately, I said, but yeah, so I don't really think that God's good all the time. That's me personally.
So you think God is bad sometimes?
You see, that's what I didn't mean it like
that. So that's what I mean.
I mean it like there's rules, and if you know, there's consequences for breaking those rules.
Right.
So people are going to think that God is bad or evil just because of doing that.
Right.
So that's what I mean.
So which is theodicy or whatever.
Yeah.
Right. So I get it.
So I'm not saying
he's... I wish I would have had this question.
I know, but you don't. But that's what I mean. Like,
yeah, no, I know how you
feel. I mean, don't get me wrong. I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because God is good all the time.
He is.
But it just depends on what people mean by good.
People, yeah.
And then what do you mean by God?
Or by...
And then what do you mean by time?
And by bad.
Right. That's one of the things people don't realize what they mean by that. Okay, my turn?
Oh, no, I have to give it to you. Here.
Or we don't realize.
Yeah.
I don't want to say people, because we... What, number one?
Number one. Do you cuss in Spanish or English?
I cuss in English.
You cuss in both.
When am I cussing Spanish?
Don't get me started.
It depends. No, I don't remember.
Bro,
you like, cuss... first instinct, if I cuss, it's in English.
Do you say fudge?
Fudge. I mean, it just depends. When someone cuts me off, or I'm
you
running late for work.
Cut you off?
When I'm running late for work, sometimes it's just
you're like always a angry reflex. When you're in a rush. I've noticed that.
Well, because people.
Why?
Because I'm always late. I'm late for everything. So, yeah. If to answer the question, I cuss in English.
Okay.
My turn.
You cuss?
Stop. Okay, my turn?
Yeah.
Number five. Bros before hoes?
What?
Question mark?
Crystal, really?
Why would she ask that?
Why would you even put that?
Bros before hoes? Question mark.
What do you mean by that?
Like, I know. Like, I think she's just letting you interpret it however.
Like, do you mean like...
Just answer. Just project all over it, bro. Just give yourself away. That's what she asked.
What?
She probably asked
okay,
it that
but
way.
You wouldn't call someone a hoe either way.
Never call nobody a hoe.
No, you don't. Again, okay. I know. I guess what I know what she's trying to say, but bros.
So she's asking if you'd rather.
Can you get off of social media?
Oh, I'm done. I'm done.
Yeah.
Okay, so bros before hoes.
Bros.
Taco.
Bros,
what is it?
Bros before should... friends and...
Tacos before vato.
Tacos before vatos. Alright, two more.
Wait, but you didn't answer the question.
I did answer the question.
What
next,
was it?
You gotta replay it. Wait, you have to hear the podcast.
No, come on.
Who's getting emails?
I think you did. What was the answer
number
to your
16.
Question? Number 16.
Wow. I answered.
No, you didn't.
Ooh, what is something you've never told your brother? Don't.
Like I can't think of anything off the top
wow.
of my head.
You
no, like I'll tell you. I think I, yeah.
Or sometimes I just find that on social
like things
media.
That I'm ashamed of. Like no, but I mean, when I think of something that I would hide from you, it would be something that I'm ashamed of. And I don't think, yeah, like we just don't. I don't have anything that I would like. Oh, let me tell you, I feel guilty about not sharing this with you. It's just. It's like with you, like maybe some of the stuff isn't any of my business and that's fine. And yeah, I share a lot with you. Yeah, I don't think that's not that it's a bad question. It's just not. It's weird. I don't have anything.
That's a first.
Well, because if you don't. Oh, this is the last one?
Yeah.
Nah, bro, you messed up.
Nah, it's the last one.
Number nine. Did you ever cover for your brother that your mom still doesn't know about to this day?
Nope. Do tell. I always write you out.
You didn't? Yeah. But I never did anything bad like that.
Yeah, but I mean, if she were like, ¿Quién lo hizo? My brother.
You would, Premier.
Do you remember when you broke a bed?
And we were because both... I rock bottomed you.
And we were both scared that my mom heard the bed.
How old were you?
I was small. We were in
I was in high
Jefferson.
School. I was in high school.
We were on...
And you were...
We were close to Jefferson, remember?
You were still a kid.
I was in elementary. I was going to 20th Street.
And I picked you up by the neck and rock-bottomed you onto the bed.
Yeah.
And the bed broke.
The bed broke, and we were freaking out that my mom was going to kill us.
But she didn't realize until way later.
She didn't realize
at all. I think until we moved.
Until we moved, because we had to move the bed, and it was all broken in the bottom.
Okay, well, I think we're done.
We are done.
We might have skipped a question, but...
Or two?
No, I don't think so, because we messed up on the numbers. I'm going through them at the moment. No. Favorite music artist? Favorite social media outlet? President? The president one was good. TED Talk? Character? What book? Yeah. We read them all. I think we just messed up. For some reason, we both wrote 23 and 32 together.
Yeah.
Personality, a job.
Yeah, we said.
Yeah, we read them all. Okay. Well, that's it. Hopefully, we entertained you. Sorry if we bored you to death.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, but see, if they're hearing this apology, they weren't bored. Right? Because they made it all the way through.
Maybe they just like skipped it.
I don't know. It was like an accident scene that it like just kept like, watching. I don't know. Terrible, but
like they were just driving and not focusing on the podcast.
Yeah, and then they just heard this last thing.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you guys can hear it. We're gonna post it completely unedited. It's it is what it is. And thank you guys for listening. And hopefully, you got to know us a little better, so you know who's behind this podcast. And keep sending us people to interview. We will do it sometime next February. We're going to really get going. We already have a few people we're interviewing. We're going to do about 6 more episodes. And I got to finish school so that I can graduate. Mm. And then we got like Thanksgiving and Christmas and all that stuff. So we'll start again in 2018 if the Lord tarries. And don't laugh at me. Well, you don't want to assume, right?
Like, yeah,
anyways. Yeah, our plan. There you go. Our plan is to start again in February. We have a lot of people. I'm getting a lot of good feedback from some friends. And we're going to start sending some emails out to ask people to be interviewed and continue this talk about La Iglesia, the Latino experience in the church in mainly the United States, obviously. So thank you. Anything you want to tell the people?
No, thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
I hope... Yeah, it's recording. Okay. I was like, imagine if I never hit record this whole time.
I would have.
But it did it. So, we need a good sign off or whatever. This is Spanglish Seminary.
Bye.
Bye. Adios.
Bye.